March 26, 2014, Business Building Mastermind, Matt Boggs checking in here. This is a bonus call, and we are going to do training on the sales influence process. So if you're going to do a sales page or you're going to do a sales video or a teleclass or a webinar, I'm going to give you the framework for what to put in that teleclass, what to put in that webinar, what to really look for your sales page, so that it converts, so that people come on with you, they hear about your program, they hear about you, they hear your teaching, and at the end, they want to enroll with you. They want to sign up for your program. They want to take coaching. They want to take the next step with you. So that's going to be the first part of this call. I'll walk you through it and then answer any questions about it. And then from there, we can open it up for laser Q&A. So I can see a bunch of other people dialing in here. So if you haven't checked in yet, go ahead and say your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, Susan Walsh from North Carolina.
All right, Susan, how are you?
Hi, Matt. Great. I'm at the coast. It's really beautiful.
Beautiful.
How's everybody? Yeah.
Hi, it's Robin Volker. I'm in Ohio.
Hey, Robin. Good to have you on the line.
Thanks, Matt.
Hi,
hey, Matt.
It's Cory from
Moon.
Santa Monica.
I heard Kate Moon.
Yep.
Hey, all Matt. Right, Kate. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Catherine Ford from Santa Monica, California.
All right, Catherine, how are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
And Judy Moon from Marina Del Rey, California.
Judy Moon, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Right
and
on.
This is I'm Gretchen Schoenstein. I'm in Seattle.
Hey, Gretchen.
Right now. Hey, Matt.
All right, we've been. I've been talking up your World Running Summit.
Awesome. That makes me so happy. I actually sent you the current list and the ideal list and some other notes on your email today, this morning.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you for sending that over.
Yes.
Okay, so since we have this many people on the line, I'm going to hit the Q&A queue as we dive into this lesson, and then so you can jump in the queue as well. So that way it'll help for the clean recording. All right, so we're in Q&A session. So I hope you're excited because this is something that we do not teach in the accelerator calls. This is something we do not teach in at our live training for LMC or DBC. And this is for you because you're advanced, and this is how to really leverage yourself. So if you're going to sell from the stage, if you're going to sell on a teleclass, you're going to sell on a webinar, you're going to host something where you're speaking to a lot of people, and at the end you want them to enroll with you, this is even actually works for your vision workshop. You want to have the same elements built into your live vision workshop to help increase conversion and really invite people, give them the best opportunity for making a decision for their life. That's really what this is about. And so I'm going to give you the sales video outline framework. This is for any sales video you're doing, for any teleclass, any webinar, your vision workshop, the same kind of thing. I'll give you the outline, and then we're going to unpack it. So the first part is the opportunity. What is the opportunity? What's the ambition line of the person who's in the room? Why did they sign? Usually this is why they signed up for your teleclass, webinar, vision workshop in the first place. Okay. Second thing is, what is the challenge? What's the problem? What's the pain? You want to talk about that. Third thing, we're going to unpack these in deeper as we go. I want you to get them all down right now, though. Third thing is your expert decision moment story. This is me too. I felt that way too. Here's my story. I made a decision to change it, and what that story is. Okay. The next part is your solution framework. So what is the framework? What is the process that you uncovered, that you learned, that you're going to be giving them some elements of during the workshop? So your solution framework, depending on the perspective that you're coming from, is the Dream Builder process, the 10-step Dream Builder process. That's woven through Life Mastery. It's woven through all of the materials that you have. It's how to turn any dream, any possibility into reality. So that's the high-level concept or framework. And then you're going to talk about, so that within that solution framework, that's the bulk of the teaching. The bulk of the teaching in your workshop, the bulk of the teaching on your teleclass, that comes under your framework, Dream Builder Principles, right? Then the next is where you actually start getting into the offer that you're going to make to them. So that's when you explain the program. And typically, there's really only a couple reasons at this point why people will sign up. Number one, they believe that you have the solution, okay? But here's where you're going to tell them the program. Basically, here's what I created to make achieving the goal that you want easier. I created this program. It's called Life Mastery. It's called the Dream Builder. Or obviously you didn't create the program, but here's what I have to make your life easier, to help you achieve your dream. The reason they're going to sign up is because you're going to not only help them do it, but you're going to make it easier than if they were to do it on their own. The next section is called price conditioning. So before you start talking about the price of the program, you're going to put it into perspective. Price conditioning, it's calling them. Giving them a value price perspective. Putting the investment of your product in perspective that helps them really see the value. The next section, and that's also, the value price perspective is also where you reveal what the price is of your program. So you're talking about what other people pay. We'll dive in deeper as we go into that. The next section is after they see the price, then you're going to talk about the bonuses. Sometimes people put the bonuses in when they're talking about the program, and then at the end they do the price. It actually works better if you talk about the program that you're offering, talk about the price, and then say, and we've got some surprise bonuses for you. After the bonuses, you can do the guarantee. Now, depending on what you're offering, you may or may not do a guarantee. Okay, I'll tell you the two types of guarantees that you can make, whether it's an online course, something smaller, or a bigger one, like a coaching program. And then the last piece is call to action, which is how do you sign up? What do you want them to do? A very direct, very strategic call to action. Okay, so now let's unpack these just a little bit, and we will explain these as we go. So number one is the opportunity. And this is where you talk to them about their ambition line. What is it that the group that you are talking to wants most? So the opportunity. You're going to talk to them about achieving their dreams. You're going to talk to them about really living a life that they love, not just eking out a mediocre existence, but really being on fire for life, where they have more than enough income, where the prosperity is flowing, they've got life balance, they're in the love relationship they've always wanted. You know, whatever the main desire is of the audience that you're talking to, this is where you talk about the possibility for them. And Mary, if you notice, in the Dream Builder Lives and Mary's events, she does a great job talking about the possibilities. She does a great job talking about this. And a great way to activate this is to ask the audience and your viewership what they want. What do you want? What do you really want in your life? If you could change, shift, add, if you could change anything, what is it that you would change? What is it that you really want in your life? And talk about that most people have way more. You know, if you could go back and live your life over again, do you know that you could create better, more expanded results if you had another shot at doing it over again? That most of us know that we have way more potential inside than we're activating. So what is it that keeps us stuck? You know, and so you talk about the opportunity, then you talk about the challenge or the problem and the pain. And it's, have you ever experienced, have you ever wanted to shift something? And no matter how hard you tried, you lived another year and you're like, gosh, I am still at the same weight I was last year. I haven't been able to shift your fitness level. And you'll go up and then you'll come down. You go up and then you'll come down. Or have you ever wanted to really expand your income? And yet at the end of the year, you look and things are the same. And you talk about the feeling tones that the audiences have. And I know that you guys have great ones as well. But giving specific strategic examples that people can relate to, that's the whole idea, is that they relate to this. And so it might be, have you ever felt frustrated because everybody else feels like they know what their dream or purpose is and everyone's all fired up, but there's a part of you that wonders, feels guilty or bad that you don't know what your dream is? Or you've picked a dream and you're curious if this is really your dream, if you're really on the right path, and there's some nervousness or some apprehension? Or, you know, whatever the case may be. So you give them examples of and describe the pain, describe the conversations that's going on in their mind. In my Cracking the Man Code webinar, some of mine were, you know, have you ever had the thought there are no good men in my town? And if only I lived in a bigger city where there are more opportunities, then I would be able to attract the relationship that I would want. And if you're in a big city, you thought, God, I live in a big city and nobody wants a relationship in a big city. If only I lived in a town where, you know, it wasn't such hustle bustle all about work, then people would be more open to relationships. No matter where people live, they feel like, gosh, there's no good men, people aren't open to relationships, so on and so forth. And everybody on the webinar is like, yes, I feel that way, exactly. You know, have you ever had the thought, I'm too old? Or I'm not good looking enough, or, you know, the pool is just way too small. It's really hard. I might be able to do it, but it's going to be really hard. So you're describing the pain. At that point, once you create rapport, because the whole thing about it, describing the pain and the challenge is just you want to let them know that you get it, that you understand. You understand where they are. You understand how they feel. You understand what it's like to be in their shoes. And the interesting thing is the better you can explain this, the more dead on your examples are, the more rapport you will have with them. And you'll know, how do you know if your examples are hitting home is that people will laugh. People will laugh. One of the great ways that I, great examples of this is there was a gentleman named Jim Quick who did this program on memory, and his whole first speaking engagement and his training started out this way. He talked about the opportunity of, you know, what if you can have a perfect memory? How many of you would love to have a better memory? Everyone raised their hand. And he said, has this ever happened to you where you are looking around for your keys and then you realize that you've already picked them up and they're in your pocket? And everybody laughed. Or have you ever been in the shower and wondered whether or not you've already shampooed your hair? Because you forgot, you were thinking about something else, and everybody laughed. And he went through five or six really great examples of not having a great memory, and then said, hey, I was in the same boat. I wasn't born with an amazing memory. I actually had this too. And little do we know, memory can be developed. This is something that you can actually improve, and not just improve, but greatly improve, and it can completely change your life. Have you ever been talking with someone and then felt that awkward feeling in your stomach because you don't know their name, but they know your name? And it's like, oh, right? So we have these really specific examples. Once you name these challenges, then you go into me too. You say, me too. I've been in that exact same boat. And it's horrible. And in fact, and then you tell one specific time in your life when you made a decision to change your life. You know, people make a big deal out of the signature story. Like, oh, it's got to be this big earth-shaking story. It really doesn't. The most important moment of a signature story, I don't even call it a signature story. I just call it a decision moment story. It's a moment when you made a decision to change your life. What was going on? And the key with this story is start when you're in the pit. Start when you're in the dungeon. Start when you're in the dark place. You don't have to tell me all the things that happened that got you there. Start there. I used to tell my signature story for my Cracking the Man Code program is about me getting voted last in this process where women were voting on men who they would prefer to be with, and I was voted second to last. And I used to tell this whole long story about me getting rejected and trying to get out there and meet women and liking some women that didn't like me back and other ones that liked me, I didn't like them back, and then my mom giving me this big pep talk, and then one thing led to another, and then I ended up signing up for this seminar, and then, you know, all the stuff that happened in the seminar, and then in the halfway through the seminar, I had this experience. Like, there was this huge lead-in, and I went to a speaker's training, and they said, you don't need all that. When you watch a Tom Cruise movie, how does it start? It starts with a massive explosion, and Tom Cruise is getting punched in the face, and his hands are tied up around his back, and they've taken his kids, and they've kidnapped his wife, and he's got to get them back, you know. That's how the movie starts. It starts right in the pit. It starts right in the middle of it. So pick up your story right in the pit, and it doesn't have to be a massive pit either. The important thing, what was it that caused you to change your life? Every one of you have the moment that you decided to become an LMC. Every one of you have a moment when you decided to invest in yourself because you wanted to really go after your dream. And it doesn't matter how big of a crisis the external circumstances were. What matters more is the depth of experience that it brought you, the fear that you may have been feeling, the anxiety, you know, the frustration, the anger, the I am going to change this. I'm going to finally step, the urgency about stepping into your purpose, the frustration with living the same life over and over and over again, whatever it may be for you. You know, when that moment when you're on the phone with the enrollment person and your knees may have been shaking, your palms are sweaty, and they're asking you to make the biggest investment you've ever made in your life, and you know that it's the right thing to do, but you've never written a check for that big. You've never written a $30,000 check. But you know that this was your next step. Stories about you investing in yourself to change your life and it being the best thing you ever did, those are phenomenal stories. Because the reason you want a decision moment story is because you're going to be asking your audience to do the same thing. So you're leading by example. You're going to tell the story about the moment that you invested in yourself and you made a decision, you learned the Dream Builder system, and everything changed for you. And you are now living into your dream, into a life you love living, that's rewarding and fulfilling and rich and amazing. But it started with that decision. What is Mary's example of this? Mary's example is her Jack Bolin story. You all have heard it multiple times. Where is Mary sitting when she's talking to Jack Bolin? She's sitting in that booth, right? And as Jack Bolin says, she goes, I want to work with you. And he says, okay, but it's going to cost you. And she could feel her whole body move back. And she said, how much? And he says, wrong question. What is it costing you not to? You can all borrow that story because essentially your enrollment conversation went very much the same way. What is it costing you not to live this dream? So you can all have a version of that kind of story where, you know, you were on the phone with someone who was offering you an opportunity to really step into your dream. And you were like, oh, how much is it, this and that? And they're like, wrong question. How much is it costing you not to do this? You just told me you've been struggling for 5 years. Right? Whatever your expert story is. Brendan Burchard tells one of his stories where he was working, he had gone bankrupt. He was working late at night trying to figure out how to get himself out of bankruptcy and recover financially. He'd moved in with his girlfriend in this tiny little apartment in San Francisco, and he's working late at night. And his girl comes in, girlfriend comes into the room to go to bed, and all his papers are piled up on the bed. And so she comes in real quietly and trying not to disturb him, and the lamps are on the nightstands, and so she tiptoes around the bed and pulls up the sheets and slips into the bed and kind of rolls over and turns her lamp off. And because she can see that he's just going super focused on trying to fix this. And he looks over and he sees his woman sleeping under the weight of his bills and his problems. And he gets real emotional during this section. And he said, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to figure out how this business works, how to do it, if it's the last thing that I ever do. And it's this real and intense moment where it's his decision point. That's what fired him up. That's what caused him to want to do the research, do the work to figure out how to create an expert business that thrives. And when he went back and reviewed that story, he said, that's not really a crisis story. That's not a, people think they have to have these big crisis signature stories. He goes, really, if you look at that story from the outside in, I'm working late. My girl comes in the room, gets in bed, turns off the lights. That's it. No big deal. But for me, it had huge depth of meaning when I saw her laying underneath my bills. That was my decision moment. So for you, what I'm asking you is, what is your decision moment? It doesn't have to be a disease. It doesn't have to be something super tragic. If it is, it's even better. I mean, good for you that you've overcame something massive tragic. But it really doesn't matter. What matters is the depth of the emotion. You can have a tragic experience, but if you don't talk about the depth of the emotion and the decision that you made to overcome that, you're leaving influence on the table. You're leaving the ability to really connect with your audience, because that's what they want. They want that same moment. So when you say, me too, right, you've talked about the problem, the challenge. I've experienced that too, and here was my moment. So once you made the decision, then talk about the research that you did. So I decided in, and I studied, and I researched, everything that I could, and depends on how you're telling the story, but let's say you researched everything that you could and you found the Life Mastery Institute that was steeped in 30 years. It didn't just give you success principles, but what you wanted was not just success principles, but success principles that were anchored in spiritual principles and spiritual practice, because you knew that if you were going to really reach your full potential, you would have to harness the spiritual side of your own nature. And so that's why you became a certified life mastery consultant, because to really master your life, you have to master what you really want is full spectrum wealth, not just financial wealth, not just business success, but fulfillment, relationship richness, health, mental freedom, free of fear, doubt, and worry. You wanted to have all of that, a full spectrum level of success. And in Life Mastery, it's the one of the base principles is called dream building. And dream building has three phases. There's a blueprinting phase, a bridging phase, and a building phase. And there are 10 steps laid into this dream builder formula. So on this teleclass, I'm going to teach you three steps. That if you practice these and put these to work, these will change your life. So what did I just do right there? I taught the framework. The solution concept is dream building. Three phases to dream building: blueprinting, bridging, building. So you teach that framework. You talk about 10 steps, because you're not going to be able to teach them all 10 on the webinar or the teleclass. So naturally, when you leave things out, people want to know more. So if they know there are 10 and you only teach 3, they naturally are wondering, what are the other 7? I want to get the other 7, right? So then you teach the 3 steps that you want to teach. It really doesn't matter what 3 they are. People always say, well, what are the best 3? Honestly, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What matters the most is that you get them emotionally engaged with their dream. You get them emotionally engaged with the possibility for something greater. That's what matters the most. So you get them fired up with the possibility of success in their lives. And it can be done through any of the steps. Really, if you tell, you teach it well, you tell a great story. Paying attention to the stories you tell. We work with Mary very closely on the stories that she tells. You know, before it was just kind of random. It was whatever story Mary wanted to tell. But it started to dawn on us that if she were to tell stories, that the result of the story was what the audience wanted, the effect it would have on the audience was much greater than if the story was something that the audience didn't really want, right? So for an example, the story of Mary achieving the church, she had a 10-year plan for this $10 million property, and Jack Bolin challenging her perception of what's possible. And it didn't take her 10 years, it took her 10 months to get into this $10 million property, right? People love that story because whether it's a home they want to buy, it's a business they want to start, cutting the learning curve to have their dream come true is great. There's another story that Mary tells that isn't quite as powerful about interacting with a guy. When I say isn't as powerful, for me it's not as powerful, and I don't see it affecting the audience in the same way, is telling a story about, there's a story sometimes she tells about coaching the bellman at the hotel, where she's coaching, what would make this your very best day? And it's a good story. Don't get me wrong. It's a good story. She asked him, what would make this your very best day? And he started to imagine. And at the end, she's like, well, I'm going to kick it off, and gave him $20. And he brought her back a latte. And that's a good story. But what the audience really wants, the audience we're speaking to, is they want something that results in a coaching client. If that guy signed up for a coaching program, that would make that a great story, right? So think about, what does your audience want, and are the stories you're telling, do they have a payoff? Do they actually result in a level of success that your audience wants, okay? So in your solution framework, pay attention to those stories. Next is the program, and this is where you actually get into when you say, in the beginning, I told you that there's way more than I could fit into this program. There's way more that I have than I could possibly fit into this program. So in the beginning, I told you that for those of you who are interested in really going deeper, taking the next step, I would show you what's possible. And so this is the time when we're going to do that, and you talk to them about the program that you're offering. Let's say it's Dream Builder. So you're going to talk to them, here's what I do that will really make this easier for you. You can go and do this on your own. But what we found is if you could have achieved this result by now on your own, you would have. We are built naturally as human beings to desire support. Then when we have support, when we have guidance, when we have community, that our results naturally up-level and shift. And so I'm taking a group of you. You will choose in or you will choose out. It's up to you. Through the Dream Builder program, and you take them through your offer. Describe what the offer is, how it works. Talk about the benefits of being in it, the benefits rather than the features. The features are there's a call every week on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You're going to get on the phone. You can have the recording of it, right? The benefit is that you're going to be inspired and uplifted because you're part of a community that's going after their dreams together. Other days, other weeks that would have slipped away because you're not motivated, now you're going to have new motivation and new energy. You're going to be more productive. You're going to get more done in less time. You're going to have people believing with you. You're going to come up with new ideas that give you better results easier, so on and so forth, right? Talk about the benefits of the program and how it works. The next piece is value price perspective. Right? This is where you put the price in perspective. There are several ways to do this. One is you can talk about what other programs like yours cost. Okay? That's one. You can say other programs like this, when you're in a small group of coaching, other programs cost around $3,000. Right? And if that's what you're charging, so you want to, the idea is that because you're giving them a perspective on it, it makes yours seem like a great value. So if you're going to offer yours for $1,500, then other programs like this and small groups cost $3,000 and up. Right? It doesn't matter if there are other programs out there that are charging the same or less. There are other programs out there that charge $3,000 or more. You can't get into a program with Mary in a small group of 10 for $3,000. Right? So if you want confidence in the numbers that you're saying, just be able to back it up with examples of, you know, you can't get into Bob's program, Jack's program, other top coaches for this price point. So you can talk about other programs that cost similar amounts. The other way to do price perspective is to reduce it to the ridiculous. Right? And what that means is, if you're going to charge, let's say, $1,500 for a group program, you're going to put 10 people into a group in Dreamville or charge $1,500. So that group's going to be $15,000 for you. You can say $1,500 over 90 days, right? That's just over $100 a week. $100 a week, let's even find out right now. What's the math? What does that break down to a day? Let me pull up the calculator here. This is great. $100 a week divided by 7, that's $14 a day, right? For $14 a day for 90 days, is your dream worth that? That's three lattes. Three lattes a day. $100 a week, that's going out to a nice restaurant with you and a significant other. Would you be willing to invest the equivalent of going to a nice restaurant instead in yourself if you knew that you'd be able to achieve your dream? What would that be worth to you? Right? So you're making a value comparison and you're reducing it to the ridiculous. Just over, you know, around just over $100 a week. That's what this comes down to get guidance, support, acceleration, motivation on your dream. So value, price, perspective. The next is the bonuses. So once you talk about what your program is, right, you talk about they can pay up front, they can pay in payments, it's up to them. Then you let that sink in. Then you offer some surprise bonuses. You say, and for those of you, one of the great ways to talk about bonuses too is because bonuses give you a device to create urgency, giving people a reason to make decisions. You know, human nature is to procrastinate. And so if we can help each other by giving each other reasons always precede results. So if we can give them a reason to say yes, that will help them choose in for their dream. Just like when people give us a reason to say yes now, it just helps us. It helps ignite the fire, helps us say yes. So bonuses are a great way to do that. Say, you know, while you're here at this workshop or for the next 48 hours, if it's online, you're doing a webinar, you're going to say for the next 48 hours, when you enroll, not if you enroll, when you enroll, you're also going to get these high-value bonuses. Number one, I'm going to do two private one-on-one calls with you for 30 minutes each. These are one-on-one coaching calls where I'm going to pour into you, help you get very clear on what it is that you would love, and we'll work on the plan for how to help you get there. Now, why do you want to do this? You want to do this for a couple of reasons. One, it's a great bonus, super high value. People love it. Number two, when you do your orientation call with someone, you're building connection, you're building rapport, you're really helping them get off the ground running. The second one that you do at the end of the program helps for retention. That call is a graduation call. I'm sorry, not a graduation call. It's a next step call where it's at the end of the program and you have a chance to talk to them about enrolling into the next program that you have with you. So that's a call that you'll want to do anyway. And when you actually put it in the very beginning, you can add it as a bonus, and now it helps people enroll on the front end of your program, right? Other bonuses that you can do is you can offer transcriptions and recordings of all the calls as a bonus and put a value to that. What is it worth to have the calls transcribed and the downloadable recordings? Sometimes people just put that into the program. Pull it out. You put it as a bonus if you want. You could do a bonus to one of your live events. You could do bonus. There's all kinds of things. We can talk more about bonuses as we open up the Q&A if you want. And let me just see. If you do have a question that you want to jump in first, hit *6. That will put you in the Q&A queue. Just want to let you know that. So you talk about the bonuses. Then you talk about the guarantee. Now, guarantee is tricky. Here's what you want to make sure. If it's an online program, you know, Mary, let me back up by saying Mary doesn't offer guarantees. Mary doesn't offer a money-back guarantee on her coaching program. Her guarantee is that we're not going to quit on you and you're not going to quit on yourself, that we're going to stick by your side all the way through this coaching program. And one line that I use that people have actually signed up because they were like, you said this and that's what I want. I said, I'm going to take your hand. We're going to walk side by side. And if I need to drag you across this finish line, I'm going to drag you across the finish line. Because I'm not quitting on you. You're not quitting on yourself. We're in this together. That's the guarantee. So that's one way to position the guarantee. The other way to position the guarantee, so let me just be clear. That's the way that I recommend you to position it. That's the way that Mary does it. Because quite frankly, as people get into coaching programs where it's personal development, you guys all know as well as I do, their paradigms can get very loud. And if there's an easy money-back guarantee, an easy way out, they'll take it. One of the best things that we can do for them is to fight for their greatness rather than offer them an easy out. So you talk about the guarantee in the sense that this is a no-quitting, no-refunds program. And this is also, if you're going to go that route, when you go that route, this is also a great place to unsell them. You're going to unsell them at this point. You're going to say, this program isn't for everybody. If this is you, please do not apply. If you quit easily, do not apply for this. If you let challenges get in your way, if you're really not sure if you want shift or change in your life, if you're really not sure if you want the dream that's written on your paper, don't apply for this. If you're not willing to do the work, if you're not willing to take action, if you'd rather just read about it in books, don't do this program. This is for people who are really creating transformation, creating real results in their lives, right? And you say that up front. When you say that up front, number one, it ignites people. Number two, it backs up the bonuses that you just said. This is a no quitting, no refunds. I'm in it with you. You're in it with me. We're in it together. I'm not quitting on you. You're not quitting on yourself. That's my guarantee to you. And then you move forward. Now, if you're doing an online program, like a $100 product, and you're selling that product via a webinar, even a even a $300 product, things like that, and it's completely digital, and there's very low cost and time on your part involved, go ahead and offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. We say, enroll in the program, and for 30 days, download it, check it out, use it, apply the strategies, and if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied with the program that you purchased, send us a quick email, and we'll refund you, no hassles, no questions. We want to make this risk-free for you. And you'll know, and when you do that, your enrollments go up, but so do your refunds at times. Okay? So if it's a live coaching program, $1,500, $1,000 or more, no refunds. If it's a product online, do the guarantee with no refunds, no quitting. If it's a product online, go ahead and give a guarantee and offer refunds. You'll see your conversions go up. And then at the very end is the call to action. What do they do? A very clear directive. If you're online, it is click the add to cart button below and get registered. If you're in a live event, it is I'm going to invite the staff to pass out the invitation to you for this program. Take your pen, fill out the form, and turn it in to the person in the back. Everyone turn, look at Lucy. Lucy, wave your hands real big. Everybody turns, they look at Lucy. That's where you're going to go. As soon as you're done filling it out, we're going to take 10 minutes right now. I'm going to go to the back and answer any questions. And then when you take your break, you close, you head to the back of the room. Do not hang out at the stage because they will come up to you and they'll trap you up there and start talking to you. You want to be back to where the people are turning in the form so that you can help answer any questions and help people say yes to their dreams, right? So that's it. Very simple. I mean, that is the flow. That's the outline for how to make the offer from any stage, any webinar, any teleclass. Talk about the opportunity. Talk about the challenge, the pain. Say, me too. I know exactly how that feels. Here's my story when I made my decision. This is the solution I found. Teach them a bit about the solution. Here's the program that I have for you that will make it easier for you. Here's the perspective, how to think about the investment. Here are the bonuses that you get. Here's my guarantee to you, and here's how to take action. Okay? So we are going to 2:43. All right, so we have about 15 minutes. This is perfect. So I'm going to open it up for Q&A. We're going to go ahead and just open the lines. Okay. So tell me, was that valuable for you guys? How was that?
That was great, Matt. Thank you.
That was phenomenal, Matt. Awesome.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys enjoy that. That's exactly the formula that we use and has helped us do very, very well online and at live events. So what questions do you have at this point?
I have a question.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
So if you're not doing a webinar that you could just, add to cart right there, if you're doing a teleseminar, then somebody has to, take a different step. It's not like the live where they hand you the form and they can't click right there. They have to take a different step. So
yes.
What's the best way to – the shortest route, what would you recommend the best way to handle that is?
The best way is to buy a very simple URL, domain name, that forwards to your sales page. So what you don't want is go to SusanWalsh.com/creativity/register/php.-12. you don't want that. What you want to do is go to lifemasterywithsusan.com.
I gotcha.
Make sure that whatever you're spelling, whatever you're going to have them spell, that there's really only one good way to spell it.
Mm.
Or if there's two good ways to spell it, get both of those.
Yeah.
Like Life Mastery with Matt, most people are going to spell Matt with two T's, so that would be the one
right,
that I would
exactly.
get.
Yeah.
You know, and Susan, is it an S or is it a Z, you know?
Right.
So, or... So that's and I would invite all of you to get giftfromyourname.com. So that if you're ever on the radio or you're ever on a teleclass and they want to give a free gift, say, hey, you get the opportunity to give a free gift. Then we can say, you know, we say, go to giftfrommary.com. And there's a special gift we have there for you.
Wow, that's a great idea.
So it's the same concept where you would just pick, buy a URL, you know, gift from Judy, Judy Moon, or Life Mastery with Judy. So you tell them where to go. You could also say if you have any challenges there, you want us to send you the email directly, just email me and then give them your email address.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Teleclasses are tough because what will happen is people won't go and type in – some will, but some won't. Some won't type it into the URL. They'll Google it.
Mm.
And then it won't come up because, you know, it's just a squeeze – it's just a sales page. So it's not
right.
SEO'd for that particular catchphrase, right?
Right.
So So you can say, if you don't find it, email me here, and I'll directly send you the link.
Okay.
And then people will email you. And then the other thing that we do is we email everybody the follow-up emails after the teleclass that have the direct link in it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it, Susan. Great questions.
Matt, this is Robin. I have a question.
Okay.
I am speaking this Sunday at the church that I pioneered and left to be able to create my coaching company.
Wow. Congratulations. That's exciting.
Yeah. And I'm doing a workshop. So I have a really good relationship with the minister that is currently serving that church, and I was invited to come back and share all that I have learned since I retired from that platform over a year ago. When I talk about the pain, the challenge, my challenge, and why I, you know, made the decisions that I did, how do I deal with that since they were the pain?
I think you just rub it in their face.
Probably would not get the result that I want.
Well, and you know, and I know you're just having fun with that, but the reframing that, right? How can you reframe what you just said so that it's life-giving for everybody?
Yeah, how can I do that?
Right? Because we know it wasn't them directly that was the pain.
No.
The pain was coming out of feeling a calling to do something that your current situation didn't allow you to do. Right? So that it really isn't about them specifically. That it was that your vision and your calling was to travel and to speak and to have a life and a business that you couldn't fulfill both roles. And you were and let me tell you, there was the only reason there was pain involved is because you cared about them. If you didn't care about them at all, it would have been a very, very easy decision for you to leave.
True.
Right? It would have been like, oh, I'm out of here, peace. Poof, thank God I got away from them. The reason there was any kind of pain is because you care about them. You were torn.
That's true.
Right? And so that whole thing about, you know, being very, very torn because I love this community. I love you so much. And there was a part of me that knew that this was my next step, even though it was hard. How many of you have ever had to make a very tough decision in your life where you knew what the right thing to do was, but you knew it wasn't going to be easy because of whatever the circumstance was? Right?
Thank you.
So that's one idea, you know, that you can use. The other one is you can use other moments in your life mastery journey that are decision moments. Right? The decision to, like, what if, I'm just going to play with an idea here. The decision to sign up for the Brave Thinking Mastermind. Right? The idea that you're already invested at a significant level, and here you're being called to go deeper, to go more, and you're thinking, God, I've already given everything I can give to this. How am I supposed to do more? Do you think it would be valuable for that community to hear they're already committed to a degree? What would be one rung up? What would be turning up the dial on their level of commitment and investment in their spiritual practice? What would that look like? Because that's what you did.
Yeah.
You know, and so you could talk about, you know, whatever, like if we took a microscope onto, not every moment falls under this category, but if there was any part of you in the business building mastermind was presented that was like, I don't know, and you really unpacked that and even if it was 10 seconds, and you put a microscope on those 10 seconds, what were the thoughts you thought? What were the feelings you felt? Right? And you talk about really playing full out. Most of us have far more than we even know that we're playing at right now.
Okay, thanks. That gives me some good things to think about. I appreciate that.
Cool. You got it. You got it. These are great questions. What next? What
great
other
answer.
Questions do you have?
Matt, this is Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Judy Moon. Hi. The question I'm going to ask, I'm aware, is a bigger question than what we can deal with, you know, particularly in this call. But it's around list building and and having, you know, a large enough list to be able to really effectively get the enrollments that we want. Last week and a half, I think it was ago, that Kate and I actually did a webinar with a list that of about probably 150 people that we hadn't served in over a year. And we also opened it up to our Facebook page and as well as to we emailed friends, et cetera. And, you know, it was actually one of those things, you know, what can we do with what we have today? And so we decided to do a webinar. And so, you know, with a list of 150 people, I can't remember exactly. Kate was running the technology part, but I don't know, Kate, if you're on this line as well. But
yeah, I'm here.
I mean, you know, how many people do you think that we actually got on the live presentation? Like maybe 15?
Well, we had two calls, and so probably there were between 25 and 30 people in total over the two calls that came.
Okay.
And we had four strategy sessions. Out of that, we closed 50% and sold about 14,200.
What? Yeah. Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's well done. Yeah. Congratulations. Une.
Thank you.
Yay, I love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was awesome. And there's just so much more we know that, you know, after listening to this call, too, that we would love to do. And, but, you know, it's also a big piece is a list, having a list that's big enough to, not big enough, but a larger list to serve. and it continues to grow.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the question. I mean, I know I'm aware that it's a big, you know, it's a big topic.
Yeah.
But,
so the question is,
I just wanted to throw that out.
Question is how to grow your list.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Easy. It's actually pretty simple. But the first thing that I'll say is, if you haven't, you had a list of 150 people,
mm-hmm.
and you said you hadn't served them in a year and a half, so you decided to do a webinar or a teleseminar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on that webinar, you sold something.
We sold strategy sessions. We invited people into strategy sessions.
Oh, okay, great, awesome. So
yeah.
You didn't actually make the offer and the sale from there. That's great, because then that still comes across as a big give. So
mm-hmm.
so that's great, because that's
mm-hmm.
the idea that when you have a list, you know, I've seen people with a list of 250,000 people that behaves like a list of 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen
mm-hmm.
people with a list of 5,000 people that beats people who have 250,000 on their list because
mm-hmm.
of the relationship that they have with the people on their list.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing, you know, most people say, how do I build my list? Well, one of the ways that you build your list is by being great to your list. Not just being
mm-hmm.
good, but being great. What that means is that every email that you send, here's the objective. Every email that you send, you want them to open the next email that you send.
Mm-hmm.
And it
right.
when we think like that, it actually definitely changes the way that we talk to our list. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are the kinds of things that we're sending them? So it should be insights that help them improve their life, inspiration that give them hope, or entertainment that make life interesting. Those are the three kind of things that, or insights that help them connect to you. That would really be the fourth one. Most people, you are not the average person. You are not your client. Most people aren't getting overwhelmed with emails. And I know that might sound crazy because we
mm.
are. But the average person,
right.
we have to remember, we are not our avatar. We are not our avatar. Most people are not getting overwhelmed with emails, especially outside of work. You know, the emails might just be coming in one domain of their life, but as they get emailed from other people, friends, people they've subscribed to, that kind of things, they're not overwhelmed with those. Like I was looking at a buddy's inbox, and, you know, I was just surprised. I was like, wow, those all the emails you had today? And it was like 30 emails. He's like, yeah, this is about average, about 30. He got about 30 emails that day. And so when they get an email from you, they're excited. They're like, oh, my God, what's going on in Judy's life? You know,
mm.
in Kate's life? What's going on in the – and they want to be connected. They want – you know, most people also don't have great friends.
Mm.
The average person doesn't have a whole bunch of great friends. So when you show up as a friend, as an insider, someone who's got their back, someone who's telling them about what's going on in your life and here's what's really happening for me and hey, here's this really cool thing that no one else knows about, but I wanted you to be the first one to hear about this. You know, when you do that kind of stuff, they appreciate it. And they're going to forward your stuff. Hey, I'm doing this great teleclass. Send this out to all your friends. Sign up. And then you do a teleclass, and you'll get other people signing up for your teleclass. So the first step is to really be strategic and add value with the emails that you're sending.
Okay.
And I don't want to scare you off. Just by connecting, just by sending the email and offering some words of hope and encouragement, just by doing that, that's enough. I mean, people
mm-hmm.
really appreciate that.
I love that. I think that's such an interesting mindset shift. I've never heard you talk about it like that. That's so helpful, Matt. I think that's awesome, just to go with the mindset of coming more from that friend place and really connecting to people on that level, and that
I'd never heard you say something like, you know, that we are not our avatar in that way. That's
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really not. You want to know, now we're talking when you're building your list, the people who are subscribing, it's a much broader spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really three main ways that people grow their list. One is joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So partnering up and saying, hey, let's do a teleclass together.
Mm-hmm.
You mail for our teleclass, we'll mail for your teleclass. There's a bunch of different ways to set it up, but generally that's the idea. You mail for something we're doing, we'll mail for something you're doing, and so you'd be surprised. A lot of people aren't as deeply concerned with reciprocals. They're not deeply concerned with you having the same size list as they do. You know, another way to do a JV is by giving people who do daily messages content, stories.
Mm.
Brian Proctor has a list of 200,000. He's looking for Friday stories.
Okay.
You send him a Friday story, he uses it, your link is at the bottom, it drives a bunch of traffic to your site. And there's lots of people that have mini lists. You know, well, they'll drive you 70 here, 100 there, 200 there, 300 there. And before you know it, you've got a list of a couple thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And you've served them, so they're great. And then as you grow your list, you're able to play more and more. The other one is be strategic and forward-thinking. So promote for other people long before they promote for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you go and you ask them to promote for you, you've already promoted for them a couple times. Right? So that's that's the first one. And the fastest and easiest one is joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Another good list building is through social media and viral. So you go to someone who – you can even do this with each other. Say, hey, I'll promote one of your teleclasses on our Facebook page if you promote mine on yours. You can do social media swaps.
That's a good idea.
Here's another one. I wasn't planning on teaching this, but y'all are the brave you're all the business building mastermind, so I'm going to teach you what I call the YouTube cash machine. Interview someone who has a following. This works when you can interview someone who has a following. Like you interview Bob Proctor, Gay Hendricks, you know, somebody who's got a following. Interview them on Skype and record it. You can purchase call recorder. Or you can interview them right on Google Hangouts nowadays. Actually, when I was doing this, we didn't have Google Hangouts the same way. There's Google, like, Livecast. And you can record it. Record that interview. The important thing is that you get a video recording split screen of you interviewing this other person. You take the first 5 to 7 minutes of that interview and you put it on YouTube with their name titled. The title is their name and then what the title of the interview is about. And then in the description of the video, you put a link to a squeeze page that says, hey, like at the end of the video, a slide comes up that says, if you want to watch the whole interview, click the link below the video in the description. That link goes to a squeeze page that says, hey, opt in to get the entire interview. When they opt in, they get sent an email that says, you know, here's your link for the entire interview, and it's just a video of the hour-long interview that you recorded up on a web page. Right? So now their people who are searching for that person who want to watch that interview, they see you, they see that person, they go and they opt into your list to watch that interview. I've literally built my list by thousands of people and probably made $7,000 last year just on that one idea alone. Because I interviewed a guy named Matthew Hussey. How did I make money? At the end of the video, he offers one of his programs. He was like, hey, if you want to buy this program, it's called The Man Myth, go check it out. And I put my affiliate link below the video.
Mm-hmm.
So people click that and they go and buy his program and I get 50%. So I build my list and I make money off of his product.
Yeah. That's awesome. And he made money too.
And he makes lots of money too. So now who is his favorite affiliate?
Yeah.
I'm driving money.
Matt Fox.
Yeah, I'm driving money to him and building awareness for him every single day. I'm like, dude, what are you doing over there? Do you mail for me every week? I'm like, no. I don't mail for you every week. Man, I just put that video we did up on YouTube. He was like, holy moly, this is amazing.
That's awesome.
Great.
So, but it really only, I'll just, disclaimer, that works best when you've got someone who has a YouTube presence or someone
mm-hmm.
whose name gets searched a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be looking for that person.
Right, yeah.
So, this is good stuff. So, just to close out the ideas, one is JVs, two is social media and going things going viral. You know, you post on someone's Facebook, they post on yours. And the third is paid traffic, but you don't even have to touch that one until you're ready, until you know your stuff converts. But you want to make sure that you get your affiliate traffic. You can build tons with affiliate traffic. You know, affiliate traffic also falls under the category of getting interviewed, being interviewed on Blog Talk Radio, being interviewed on other people's programs. You know, you could they don't even have to mail their list for you. You could say, you know what, I'll come on and do an interview for you. And at the end, I'll say, hey, if you're interested in this, there's a free gift over here. And then they can go and – so I was on the Wish Summit. They didn't mail for me. But because I was on the Wish Summit, I gave a free gift. And I had 700 people opt into that free gift because of how many people were on that summit.
Mm-hmm. It was great stuff, Matt.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Good work, you guys.
You did well. You did well in a short period of time. Thank you.
Right on. Awesome, you guys. Great questions. Well, this has been a great call. I appreciate y'all for dialing in, and that shows commitment, that shows growth. And my reminder to you is, look at that. Paradigm tried to knock the phone out of my hand. So my reminder to you is, the Paradigm went slap, knocked the phone out of my hand. Oh, that's funny. So my reminder to you is, we covered a lot today, right? Just take this, like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Just go through that formula and just each day just say, how am I describing the opportunity? How can I describe it a little bit more with a little bit more inspiration? How can I describe the challenge or the pain just with a little bit better example? Call each other up. Say, hey, what pain examples do you use, right? Listen to Mary's Vision workshops. Go back, listen to it. What does she say? How does she articulate things in there? And just one bite at a time, say, yeah, how could I describe this a little bit more? And just take it one little section at a time. These words that you use, this formula that you use, this is your bread and butter. This is your gold. This is that we talk about an economic engine. It's this sequence is the economic engine. Your ability to paint big, bright, vivid pictures in someone else's mind, show them the path to their possibility, that's what will influence them to say, yeah, you're my coach. I want to work with you. And when you do that, when you invest in that, everything else gets so much easier when you've got this thing dialed in. So go get them, you guys. I know you're going to rock it. And it has been a great pleasure serving you on this call. So thank you for dialing in.
Thank you so
Thanks
much,
so
Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Matt.
Yes.
A real quick question. Is this going to be, this recording, is it going to be posted on the marketing section of the LMCA site, or where will this be?
That's a great question. This is going to be Ask Tammy. If you would send an email to Tammy and say, hey, where are we going to access this recording? Because I actually don't know where Tammy posts.
Well, initially it's going to be in our business building mastermind group.
They're going to post this in your business building mastermind group. Mm-hmm. This is not for
Dan's and Kirsten's.
Yeah, and just so you know, LMCAs don't get this. This is not for LMCAs. I have not taught this any other group. I haven't taught this in any other place because, you know, this is advanced stuff, right? This is for your leading edge in the business building mastermind. So so you invested. You're the ones who get this content. So it's not going to be in any LMI site. It's going to be in your Brave Thinking mastermind.
Got it. Okay. Great. Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, you guys.
Thank you
a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.